Sonoma County is reaching out to help those impacted by the wildfire that tore through Lahaina. There is a fundraiser next Tuesday hosted by Gravenstein Grill. Joining us with the details is organizer Krista Shear. Thanks for talking with us this morning, Krista.
Good morning. Aloha, everyone. And mahalo for having me on the show. I want to say aloha kakahiaka, or good morning to all the listeners. I'm happy to share that we're having the fundraiser next week for all of those affected by the Maui fires in sponsorship with the Sebastopol Chamber, the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, the Sebastopol Downtown Association, Gravenstein Grill, and the BRAD Foundation. We're having the event on Tuesday, August 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are $30, and you can buy them through the Gravenstein Grill by making a reservation for the day of the event. All proceeds are benefiting the Maui Strong Fund for the victims of the Maui fire, which is focused on immediate community needs. The donations are tax deductible through the BRAD Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. The event will have Hawaiian music, a boba bar. We have donated beer and wine and pupus or appetizers. There's going to be a short speaking panel and a paddle raise for fund in need. And I just want to say this event is not to gather and be sad or mourn. It's a gathering to remember the resilience of the human spirit and to support restoration of a people in their historic town. In Hawaii, we gather around food and drink and music to heal and connect. And so we're hoping to do the same here at the Gravenstein Grill. It's the perfect way for us to connect during this tragic time and show our aloha to our neighbors in Hawaii and the island of Maui.
Krista, you grew up on Maui. Tell us a little bit about your childhood. You also used to play under the banyan tree. Just tell us about Maui and Lahaina specifically.
Sure, yeah. So I was born and raised on the island of Maui, and I'm from Lahaina. I'll start by saying that my family is safe, and they all have their homes and their businesses to go to. We feel really fortunate. I've lived in almost every town in Maui, but when I was 7, I moved to Lahaina and lived with my father, who was a commercial fishing captain in the Lahaina Harbor. I attended, you know, for those that, you know, I'll go through some of the things in Lahaina, but I attended CAM 3 Elementary School, which was right next to the banyan tree, and played under the banyan tree, you know, every day after school. I went on to Lahaina Intermediate before I moved to the Big Island for high school, but I went back to Lahaina almost every summer and almost every year, you know, growing up. So our home was in Waihikuli, which is gone now. I grew up running down Front Street and, like I said, playing in the banyan tree. The Pioneer Inn was a place that we often went for breakfast or lunch and dinner, and I literally went on every boat in that harbor. I was raised in the 70s and 80s, and during that time, there was a resurgence of Hawaiian culture in the schools. It was really important to the community, the kupuna, or elders, that the keiki, the children, knew the stories of their ancestors and speak the native language of their land. And so I was really lucky to be immersed in the language, history, and song of the beautiful Kanaka Maoli, or as we say, the Native Hawaiians. The experience of growing up there and the connection to the community formed the core of who I am. I'm Lahaina grown, as we say. And, you know, so many of you can see that the news is currently, you can see the people of Lahaina currently. And Lahaina folks take care of each other, and we do the right thing. Even when nobody's watching, we believe in aloha, we believe in community. And we have a saying, it's like ano ai, we believe that you get what you give.
We appreciate you taking the time to both organize this and take some time to talk about your memories of Lahaina. Again, it's going to be on Tuesday, 5 to 7 p.m., a $30 ticket price, but also bring some extra funds to donate so that the funds raised by BRAD Foundation can then be passed on to Maui Strong Fund. Thank you so much for talking with us. And that was Krista Shear. She is the organizer for the event.